In Northwest News from KPLU, can the Seahawks turn adversity into opportunity? That's the big question as the team prepares to take on the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte on Sunday. Sports commentator Art Thiel tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the Seahawks have been under intense scrutiny this week following back-to-back losses and the shocking trade of star receiver Percy Harvin.
Art, part of that scrutiny is a report this week that cites unnamed Seahawks players as saying that Russell Wilson is not black enough and that it's dividing the team.
You know, this is what happens when a defending Super Bowl champion makes a controversial trade in midseason that really amounts to a firing. There was a large number of national reporters joining us Wednesday at the VMAC in Renton, where the Seahawks had their weekly presser and open locker room. And everybody is sensing blood in the water here. The champs are failing. And as a part of that, this story came out on Bleacher Report that anonymous Seahawk players claimed that Russell wasn't black enough. And I'm thinking to myself, now, wait a minute. I wonder if Russell is too Christian as well. And I wonder, is Russell too much of a coach's pet? That was a charge that was made in the story. And certainly we all know that Russell is too short to play quarterback. I was putting all that together because, to me, that sort of story is irrelevant. I couldn't even think of the players who would have been a part of that. Maybe they're not on the team now, but it's the sort of thing that happens when you invite scrutiny by doing something controversial and unexpected, like trading Percy Harvin. I don't think there's anything to that particular charge, because what counts is not your faith. What counts is not your relationship with your coaches. What counts is your production on the field. And Sunday against the Rams, Russell became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 300 yards and rush for 100 yards in the same game. That was an extraordinary feat. Yes, it was in a loss, but Russell isn't playing special teams, and that's where the game was lost. So, and the idea that Russell is sort of a house man for John Schneider and Pete Carroll, well, it seems to me that that's what you want. You want the general manager, the coach, and the quarterback on the same page, because if you're not, you're the Washington Redskins, and they're the team that fired its coach because Mike Shanahan couldn't get along with the quarterback, Robert Griffin III. What they've got is exactly what you want, general manager, coach, and quarterback on the same page.
And what they didn't want is apparently what was happening with Percy Harvin, from what you've been able to find out.
Right. I think the main issue with Percy Harvin is not a conflict with Russell Wilson. It's a conflict with everybody and maybe the world. Harvin has a very hot temper. He did punch out Golden Tate the day before the Super Bowl. He did fight with Doug Baldwin in preseason. And I do believe, even though the Seahawks have not acknowledged it, that he was insubordinate. He did not return to games when he was asked. Specifically in the Dallas game, he did not play in 11 of the final 17 plays when the game was in the balance. That was extraordinary. It was noticed by everybody. We thought perhaps there was an injury, and the Seahawks won't confirm that he was being insubordinate, but it seems to me that the drastic action of a midseason trade of a superstar player suggests that they were ready to get rid of him at any cost because they were better off without him than with him.
So with all this controversy and speculation swirling, and this has all been able to sit now and fester for over a week, how is it looking for the Seahawks against the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte Sunday?
This could be a great setup for the Seahawks and Carroll because they love to circle the wagons. They love to say that the world is against them, and they would love to prove the world wrong. The Seahawks know they've lost two in a row. They're 3-3. They're right on the edge, and I think this is a defining moment for the team. I suspect they're going to do well.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.